Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, April 30th, 2015. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Youths of the opposition movement for democratic change formation, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, today clashed with the police in the full glare of some leaders of the Southern African Development Community.
We have some of our guys who have been injured, but there was no arrest that was made. They are not going to arrest us because we are now geared for action and we are prepared for action. When we get into the streets, we'll be prepared enough.
Some of Zimbabwe's leading legal experts are expressing mixed feelings over a lawsuit filed by two organizations forcing South African President Jacob Zuma's administration to declare a state of emergency in xenophobic hotspots.
Zimbabwean farmers have actually gone to South African courts seeking redress on matters that actually took place in Zimbabwe. And we believe that we have the legal standing to approach a court to seeking protection of foreign nationals that are in South Africa.
And an oncologist says women should stop using skin bleaching pills and creams, as the long-term use of these products may result in skin cancer.
There's a problem of not taking away the shelter the pigment gives to the body from the sun. And one of the manifestations of that damage is development of skin cancer.
Some Zimbabweans have been egged by President Robert Mugabe's remarks in which he scorned Kalanga people for allegedly committing crimes in South Africa and engaging in other uncouth activities. Mr. Mugabe made these remarks at a press conference yesterday, soon after the end of a Southern African Development Community, or SADC, extraordinary summit in Harare. His remarks have been criticized by most Zimbabweans, who are now demanding an apology from the 91-year-old president, saying he was not supposed to attack his people in that manner. Before making the remarks, Mr. Mugabe urged Africans living in South Africa to go back to their countries. Some South Africans believe that foreigners are grabbing most jobs in the country and engaging in lucrative businesses supposed to be for indigenous people. For perspective, reporter Tatenda Gumbo reached Difa Dube, a Zimbabwean Kalanga living in Britain, and Maurice Ngwenya, a political commentator and ZANU-PF activist. Ngwenya says some people are taking Mr. Mugabe's remarks out of context for their own benefit.
The president gave an example of people that we see who frequently cross the border into Botswana or South Africa. The Kalanga tribe, as well as the Xhosa, was just an example. And I'm surprised that many people are only talking about Kalanga, as if you only talked of Kalanga, yet you even talked of Xhosa.
And Mr. Dube, what's your reaction to the remarks made yesterday by President Mugabe?
I am proudly Kalanga and proudly Zimbabwean at the same time. So I'm looking at our president as our father. Our father should be someone who should be the unifier of the nation, regardless of being Xhosa or Kalanga or Ndebele or Shona or whatsoever. Our father should be the unifier. We were so much heartbroken yesterday from the statement which was directly to the tribe of the Bakalanga. And the reason why actually people were so much revolted by this statement, because it's not the first time that this statement has been brought forward. These are the kind of things which makes yesterday's statement to be something which is so provocative. If you go in South Africa, for instance, if you go in Pretoria, most people that you meet in Pretoria, they speak Shona. There are so many Shona, there are so many Kalangas. You know, it's a mixture of people who are in South Africa. But all these things, you know, is because of trying to better, as far as the economy is concerned, into our country.
Mr. Ngwenya, what's your response to that issue? And looking at what's happening with the xenophobic attacks within South Africa, what kind of ramification would this have?
Like I said, the comments of the president were taken out of context. What the main point that the president raised is, firstly, people in Zimbabwe are interrelated with people across the borders, be it in South Africa or Botswana for that matter, even if you didn't say that. That is why I gave an example of those tribes. Secondly, the point that he made is we have so many people crossing the border from Zimbabwe going into other countries and commit crime. And Mr. Dube cannot deny that there are several people from any region in this country, for that matter, who commit crimes here and run away into South Africa. The other point that he made is if you look at what is happening, especially in Matabeleland, you discover that for those who have been going across the border for several years, coming back, mostly, you know, buying this and that. They set an example whereby some of the youngsters followed that negative example that I won't take education seriously because I'll simply go across the border and come back, you know, buying solar panels, be it radios or some kind of clothes for that matter. And they never took education seriously.
Mr. Dube, your response here, but also looking at President Mugabe's not pointing out the issues that are going on in Zimbabwe, in particular the economy.
I also want to respond to what Mr. Mgwenya just said. I don't disagree that, you know, there are people who are doing crimes in Zimbabwe, irregardless of the tribe. I personally have been robbed while I was driving in Mashonaland. Those were not Kalanga-speaking people who were in Mashonaland, but those were just individuals. It is not right to single out one tribe and say these people are the ones who are responsible with all the crimes which is taking place. Coming back again to your question, you know, we need our father to bring us all together and say this is the crisis which we Zimbabweans we are facing. And let's be truthful about this. If you date back and think back in the early 80s, Zimbabwe was so stable. How many people were going to South Africa? But today, as I'm telling you now, there are some of them, they are struggling, trying to make life, going to Botswana, going to Mozambique, going all over the place. But it's not because they want that to be that way. But it's a crisis that we as Zimbabweans, we should be looking onto and say, how could we try and stabilize the situation then so that our people do not flock outside the country?
Mr. Ngwenya, what's your response to that issue that some are saying President Mugabe evaded the overarching issue that Zimbabwe's economy and political situation have been in turmoil, leaving so many Zimbabweans to have to go to neighboring countries?
Well, that is certainly a lie, and it's very disappointing that day in, day out, we see people not actually grasping or conceptualizing issues correctly. The extraordinary summit was not about the Zimbabwean economy. It was about coming up with the roadmap for industrialization within the SADC region. That is why even this issue, it came up as a question from journalists because it was not part of the agenda. Therefore, there is no way someone can say the president evaded this exist.
And Mr. Dube, ending with you, is it your hope that President Mugabe might dial back these comments, as some are saying they want Mr. Mugabe to apologize?
Well, for me, if I realize that really I've offended my child, I think it takes me as a man to stand up and say, you know, son, I'm sorry for what I've said. I never meant it. We don't force him to say, you know, that he should apologize, but it all depends from bottom of his heart to think about what he said and to retract from what he said and take a step forward.
That was Difat Dube, a Zimbabwean Kalanga living in Britain, speaking with Studio 7. You also heard Morris Ngwenya, a political commentator and ZANU-PF activist. He was speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.